New recycling laws going into effect starting the first of the year in California, including standards for recycling labels and experts, new bottle and can recycling options, and single-use food utensil restrictions. Another bill launches statewide food and yard waste recycling into new green products. But the largest recycling efforts in the state have gone to waste, says Jamie Court, president of Consumer Watchdog. He spoke with KPFA News about failures in the state's recycling programs.
But California is in the toilet. California pretends to be good on recycling, but it's a disaster. And the people in power know it.
Well, you know, some areas don't even have recycling.
Exactly. There's no recycling center in Humboldt County. Not a single one. San Francisco. San Francisco doesn't have a single grocery store taking back bottles and cans because the state let them all out of it when there was a pilot project with a mobile truck that was supposed to be going around the city, but the mobile truck plan never started. So there are literally two recycling centers for all of San Francisco. There's no recycling center west of the 405 freeway in Los Angeles. All of the west side of LA has no recycling center, not a single recycling center. I mean, there are these big recycling deserts, we call them. Our bottle deposit program, the CRV program, where you do a nickel and dime for a can or bottle and then supposedly get it back to recycle it, and then the industry doesn't have to make new bottles and cans. That circular economy program is completely broken. And it's been broken for a while, but the pandemic really accelerated it. And we now have what is called a redemption rate of 58%. That's a little more than 50% of the time we're getting our bottles and cans, nickels and dimes back. And what's worse is there just aren't places. The redemption centers have closed. The grocery stores that are obligated to step in when the redemption centers are closed aren't doing it, and the state's not enforcing it. And as a result, people are just throwing their bottles and cans curbside in single stream because it's only a nickel or a dime. But what happens when it goes curbside into these single baskets that are mixed in with oily pizza boxes and all sorts of stuff is the contamination rate is huge. And more than 40% of what we throw curbside is going to landfill. And the waste haulers are then actually the only state in the nation where the waste haulers are able to collect our CRVs. So they're getting the money for materials that are packaged up and weighed, but aren't going anywhere but landfill. So we have the worst of all worlds. We have a CRV program, bottle deposit program, meant to incentivize recycling that doesn't work because we haven't required our grocery stores and retailers to take back the bottles and cans, even though they are legally obligated to. The state has not enforced that. We have redemption centers closing. We've got waste haulers picking up the material, collecting money for it, and then putting it in landfill. And the government knows it, but hasn't done anything about it. And as a result, you know, the Container Recycling Institute, which is a national program on monitoring recycling all across America, found that the failure of our bottle deposit program in California is costing 750,000 tons of greenhouse gases, the equivalent of putting more than 160,000 new cars on the road because of all the new bottles and cans that have to be manufactured because we're not recycling them. So we're looked at as because we're green California, right, as this recycling center. But the only thing that's really being done on recycling are innovations by, you know, manufacturers where they're using, you know, cardboard instead of those plastic rings to hold things together. What the state has done is allowed this bottle deposit program. We have 10 state bottles, 10 bottle deposit programs in 10 states where you get a nickel or dime back, in some states as much as 10 cents or 20 cents back for your bottles and cans, which actually incentivizes recycling. And California is the third lowest in terms of the redemption rate, 58%. States like Oregon and Michigan have almost 90% redemption rate because they make it available. They make it readily available for you to be able to bring your bottles and cans back. They have automation, they have it at grocery stores, these reverse vending machines, they're very effective. California has not invested in that.
There are several recycling bills that are going into effect at the first of the year. How are they going to affect what's happening?
Well, they're not really. One of them, they have to put signs on, use the recycling symbol of the, you know, the three arrows only in places where 60% of communities actually recycle the products. But just because you're throwing something in a bin to get recycled at the curbside and it's mixing in with all these other things doesn't mean it's really recyclable. In fact, most of the plastic we sent in the single bins at our curbside don't get recycled because it gets mixed up with static electricity and dirt, and it's not recyclable. Some of the aluminum is, and a lot of the glass breaks and isn't. So just because it says recyclable doesn't mean it's not winding up the landfill. So that reform is, I think, is basically, you know, creating more illusion about what's recycling and what's not recycling if we don't have the infrastructure to actually do the recycling. The other bill is potentially useful. It's significant. It says that you can reuse containers, and so you can wash out a plastic container. You can wash out a glass container. And manufacturers that choose to do that can collect the CRV on that, and they can have that as a recycled product. And I think that's a good plan, but again, it relies on the will of manufacturers to do that. So we're doing really modest reform. And unfortunately, our recycling infrastructure is what needs to change.
What needs to happen to really take recycling to the next level in the state?
Well, we have a bill by Senator Bob Wachowski, SB 38, that actually passed the state Senate, which is really good news. The first time this bill passed the state Senate, and it's waiting action in the state assembly. And it basically would create what we call an extended producer responsibility system. This is where the beverage companies themselves are responsible for the recycling of their own materials. They have to create a system with enough points of convenience where consumers have the ability to recycle. This is what basically the system in every other bottle deposit program in all the continental United States, every other bottle deposit program is based on. California has a unique system. The government runs the system. It's like the Hawaii system, and it's just not working. So if we put it on the beverage companies to create their own networks, it's much more efficient. Number one, they're distributing the bottles and cans, so they have a reverse system to pick them up after they're empty. They don't like it because it puts a burden on them, but they do it in every other bottle deposit state, in every other bottle deposit system in the continental United States and everywhere across the world, Norway, Germany. This is how the systems work. They then deploy reverse vending machines and bag drops, automation, and they eliminate fraud because they don't want fraud on them. They want to get those bottles and cans and reuse them. So it is the first time that this bill, Senate Bill 38, has actually made it out of either house because it's so bad. It's made it out of the Senate. Now we have to move it out of the Assembly. And I believe if the governor gets behind the system, we can. It would call for a 90% redemption rate. It would allow, if the redemption rate gets up, for the bottle deposit to go from a nickel to a dime. That's what incentivizes people to bring it back. And we require the beverage companies to have 5,000 places across the state that are convenient for dropping off the bottles and cans, mostly to the retailers, because we know that when people can return bottles and cans to the place they bought it, that's when they're going to do it. They're going to bring back their bottles and cans when they buy the next set of bottles and cans, and they're going to get their money. And if it's 10 cents, it's even more of an incentive than 5 cents, and they're going to make recycling work. But we have not done that in California. All the other states where it works, and in Canada where it works, that's how they do it. And we just need to get the grocery stores and the retailers understanding that they have to be part of it. We need the beverage companies to take responsibility for it. And we need the trash haulers, who are the biggest obstacle to all of this, to get out of the way, because they're making a lot of money off the CRV they're collecting at curbside, even though, as I said, it goes to landfill. The waste haulers are the biggest obstacle to reform. And they are they actually get more than 50% of the payments in the recycling program, the bottle bill program, even though they only recycle 10% of the materials. They get more than 50% of payments recycling 10% of the materials. They want to keep it that way. That's why the redemption centers, where most of the materials are going through, are closing. And they've closed, more than half the centers have closed in the last 5 years, because they haven't had adequate payment, and the waste hauler has been getting paid too much. So it is a big political problem. You know, in San Francisco, there's not a single grocer or bodega or liquor store that has to take a bottle and can back. It is an outrage. That stopped as of July 1st. There were 450 stores taking back bottles and cans because there's not enough redemption centers. and the stores have to step in when there's not a redemption center. And yet we don't have a single store taking back because they approved the pilot project of a mobile truck to drive across the city. This is CalRecycle, Governor Newsom's agency, approved this pilot project. And when the pilot project was approved, there was some legislation sponsored by Phil Singh, an assemblyman member, that said, if a pilot project's approved in an area, the grocery stores and retailers don't have to take back cans and bottles. The big problem is the pilot project was approved in July and hasn't started. So for 6 months, there's been literally two redemption centers on the edge of town where you can return your bottles and cans in San Francisco. And that's it. We have, you know, this pilot project that comes in. The grocery stores are let out of their obligation to take back bottles and cans. The pilot project doesn't even start because of bureaucratic ineptitude. And it won't replace all those stores when it does, because it's a single truck driving across the city. You know, how are you going to catch the truck? You're going to bend your schedule to find where the truck is and go to it. It's not going to create a 90% redemption rate. It just shows that this system is never going to be fixed unless we have a systemic reform.
I think it's also worth noting that, you know, many of these recycling centers were actually provided an income for homeless people and the very low income people who would gather recyclables and take the CRVs to these centers that are now shuttered.
Yeah, and they're shuttered because they were not paid enough. And now, and like I say, in San Francisco, there are two centers about a half mile apart, right on the edge of town. That's the only place you can go to bring your recycling. And if you're homeless, it's not easy to get there. And that's why if we need to have real recycling, we need to create an infrastructure to do it. And the bottle deposit bill is the easiest way for the governor to fix this system, because the laws on the books do require right now grocery stores and retailers to step in when there are no redemption centers. So they're on the hook as long as we don't let them off the hook more. The other thing is the waste haulers, as I said, they're a big obstacle to the program, have a ballot measure on the November ballot to a couple of things, but mostly get a lot of money for themselves to sort plastic out at these MRF facilities they have. And also it would heavily tax single-use plastic and probably tax it out of use, which is a good thing. The money would go to the state, but also a lot of money would go to the waste haulers. So the waste haulers are standing to gain a lot of money from this ballot measure that's qualified for November 2022. And they are going to come into a lot of money. So they should be willing to let go of some of that money in the bottle deposit program that they're making from what they pick up curbside and let a real reform go through.
Jamie Court is president of Consumer Watchdog, a public interest nonprofit.